This is Trevor Tier, EVOR, Houston, KUSTON, Dick Data for Dr. Mahir Elder, period. Date of service is January 25th, 2013. Patient name is Rashid, R-A-S-H-I-D, El-Hassan, E-L-H-A-S-A-N. Date of birth is April 12th, 1927. Primary care physician is Lobna, L-O-B-N-A, El Hassan, E-L-H-A-S-A-N, dash, Faki, A-F-A-K-I-H, M-D. Located at 6620 Schaefer Road, Dearborn, Michigan, 48126. Phone number is 313-582-3700. Fax number is 313-582-3301. Next physician is Wasim Younes. W-A-S-S-I-M space Y-O-U-N-E-S, M-D, located at 19401 Hubbard Drive, Dearborn, Michigan, 48126. Phone number is 313-982-8305. Fax number is 313-982-8651. Next physician is Noor Jurotli, N-O-U-R space J-U-R-A-T-L-I, M-D, located at 1810 Oakwood Boulevard, Suite 42 in Dearborn, Michigan, 48124. Phone number is 313-593-8957. Fax number is 313-426-2375. Next paragraph, cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph, reason for visit. Follow-up period. Next paragraph, dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Mr. El Hassan in our cardiology clinic today, period. As you know, he's a very pleasant 85-year-old Middle Eastern gentleman with a past medical history significant for paroxysmal atrial fibrillation with CHAD's two score of 2 on aspirin, diastolic heart failure, COPD emphysema, chronic renal failure, period. Patient is in our cardiology clinic today as a follow-up, period. Next paragraph, on today's visit, patient says he's doing relatively well and enjoying his regular state of health, period. Patient wears Ted Hose stockings and tries to elevate his legs at night to prevent any edema secondary to his CHF, period. Patient denies any chest pain, shortness of breath, dyspnea upon exertion, orthopnea, PND, headaches, presyncopal or syncopal episodes, palpitations, diaphoresis, edema, claudication, or color changes, or varicose veins, period. Patient also denies dizziness and states that he was evaluated with an EP loop recorder implantation after a syncopal attack, which occurred back in February 2011, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. 1, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation with CHAD's 2 score of 2. 2, diastolic heart failure. Next number, COPD emphysema. Next number, chronic renal failure. Next paragraph, has surgical history. None, period. Next paragraph, social history. Patient denies alcohol or illicit drug use, period. However, the patient states that he smoked for 40 years, 2.5 packs per day, and he quit 20 years ago, period. Next paragraph, family history, non-contributory, period. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies, period. Next paragraph, current medications. 1, aspirin 81 milligrams. 2, Lasix 40 milligrams in the morning, 20 milligrams in the evening. Avodart 0.5 milligrams once a day. Flomax 0.4 milligrams once a day. Calcitriol 0.25 milligrams once a day. Kader 20 mL equivalents in the morning, 10 mL equivalents in the evening. Vitamin B12 100 micrograms once a day. Central multivitamins, Zoxolin 2.5 milligrams once a day, Fosilo twice a day, Toprol XL 50 milligrams twice a day, Coreg 3.125 milligrams twice a day. Next paragraph, physical exam. On today's visit, patient's blood pressure is 114 over 73, pulse 101, weight 215 pounds, height 5'9". For the rest of the physical exam, please copy and paste the normal physical exam template along with the extended cardiology physical exam template. Thank you. Next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Carotid ultrasound duplex study, lower level treadmill stress test, ventilation perfusion scan, and Lexis scan stress test. carotid ultrasound duplex study done on February 18th, 2011, lower level treadmill stress test done on February 17th, 2011, ventilation perfusion scan done on February 18th, 2011, and LexiScan stress test done on March 1st, 2010. Please copy and paste these diagnostic investigations from page 3. And the cardiology clinic note from December 7th, 2012. Again, that was page 3 from December 7th, 2012, cardiology clinic note. Paragraph, laboratory studies done on December 7th, 2012. Sodium, potassium, chloride, carbon dioxide, anion gap, and glucose within normal limits. Blood urea nitrogen 70, creatinine 1.89, GFR 34. LFTs within normal limits. Period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph, two-dimensional echocardiogram on January 24th, 2013. Conclusions. One mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy tube. Overall left ventricular systolic function is low normal with an ejection fraction between 50-55%. 3, left atrium and right atrium are mildly dilated. 4, mild aortic valve sclerosis with tiny calcification without stenosis. Mild to moderate mitral regurgitation. Mild to moderate tricuspid regurgitation. There's a mild to moderate pulmonary hypertension. IVC is dilated with poor inspiratory collapse, which is consistent with elevated right atrial pressures. Period. Paragraph. Loop recorder interrogation. Quick look. Done on January 25th, 2013. The patient's device recorder showed that the device has normal function. However, the patient is still in AFib and has had episodes of atrial fibrillation recorded on the device, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. One, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. The patient has known case of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation with a CHA2DS2 score of 2. You're currently on aspirin, period. Patient is at high risk for falling, so he would not be a good candidate for anticoagulation with pradaxa, Xarelto, X-A-R-E-L-T-O, or Coumadin, period. Patient is off of amiodarone and allopurinol to time being, period. Patient is asymptomatic at the time being, period. He has status post loop recorder interrogation, which was implanted on February 2011 after sustaining a single bolt attack, period. Today's visit. We went over the patient's two-dimensional echocardiogram and device. Went over the patient's recent visit to the device clinic for loop recorder interrogation, period. The patient's loop recorder interrogation showed normal function for the loop recorder, period. The interrogation also showed that the patient is still in atrial fibrillation and having episodes of AFib, period. Also performed a two-dimensional echocardiogram on January 24th, 2013, period. Found that the patient was having normal ejection fraction between 50-55%. But did have mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy, dilated atria, mild aortic valve sclerosis along with mitral and tricuspid regurgitation, as well as mild pulmonary hypertension and dilated IVC with poor inspiratory collapse, which was consistent with elevated right atrial pressures, period. For now, we recommend that the patient continue with his current medications and follow up with us in 2 months' time period. Next number, congestive heart failure. Patient is in NYHA functional classification 2 to 3 with most recent echocardiogram done on January 24th, 2013, which showed an ejection fraction of 55%, normal systolic function. However, there was still some abnormalities in the with the left ventricular hypertrophy, mild concentric left ventricular hypertrophy, dilated atria, mild aortic valve sclerosis, as well as mild mitral tricuspid regurgitation and mild to moderate pulmonary hypertension, period. The IVC was dilated with poor inspiratory collapse, illustrating elevated right atrial pressures, period. Patient is to continue the same medication regime for the moment since he is asymptomatic, and we will continue to monitor his condition in 2 months' time, period. Next number, venous insufficiency. The patient is using compression stockings and elevating his feet regularly, period. Patient is currently wearing these stockings and states that he is compliant, period. The patient will continue on this treatment regime, and we will continue to monitor, period. Next number, coronary artery disease. The patient's most recent stress test was done March 2010, was negative, period. On today's visit, we went over the patient's 2D echocardiogram to better assess his left ventricular systolic function and look for any regional wall motion abnormalities, period. Overall, the patient is doing better from his last two-dimensional echocardiogram, which was around 40 to 45% ejection fraction. As today, it's now 50 to 55% ejection fraction, and there are only mild to moderate abnormalities in his valves, period. Patient is asymptomatic at the moment, period. Patient needs to continue on aspirin, and we will focus on aggressive cardiovascular risk modification and follow up in 2 months' time, period. Next number, chronic renal insufficiency. The patient is followed up with his primary care physician and with nephrology regarding this matter, period. At this time, we recommend avoiding nephrotoxic agents, period. Next paragraph, thank you for allowing us to participate in the care of Mr. El Hassan, period. Our phone number has been provided him to call with any questions or concerns at any time. We see him back in the clinic in 2 months' time or sooner if necessary, period. Meanwhile, he has to follow up with his primary care physician regularly, period. Next paragraph, sincerely, Trevor, TREVOR, Houston, KUSDON, dictating for Dr. Mihira Elder. Thank you. This is the end of the dictation.